rule of thumb in these primaries is that white-collar workers support Mitt Romney and blue-collar workers go for Santorum. But have those colors changed since the Great Recession? And will blue-collar be true blue on Super Tuesday? It's Thursday, March 1st, and this is The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. John Hockenberry's at the TED Conference for the rest of this week. This morning, we'll start by speaking with pollster John Zogby about the importance of the blue-collar vote, especially in places like Ohio and Tennessee. In just a moment, also a breakthrough in medical science that could help thousands of soldiers. But sad news this morning as well.
The sleep out of my eyes. My shaven razor's cold and it stings.
Monkees frontman Davy Jones died yesterday. A listener named Kelly says, "Oh, Davy Jones, he was so cute." Tell us your Monkees memories at 8778. My take. First, though, let's check in on our headlines. It's an almost anticlimactic headline after Mitt Romney's win in Michigan and Arizona primaries on Tuesday, but Wyoming's presidential caucuses wrapped up last night, and the former Massachusetts governor won there also. He got 39% of the vote to Rick Santorum's 32%. Newt Gingrich had 21%, Ron Paul 8%. But as in Iowa, Wyoming's caucus results are not binding on its convention delegates. We'll talk more about the GOP race later this hour. The Senate plans to vote today on a bill to roll back President Obama's policy on birth control coverage. There's been controversy over the health care reform requirement that employers, even religious-based ones, have to provide that coverage. A Republican-backed measure would allow employers to deny insurance coverage based on moral objections. Critics say that could limit access to birth control, and it's not expected to pass. President Obama welcomed veterans of the Iraq War to the White House last night. He told them they've changed history for the better.
In one of our nation's longest wars, you wrote one of the most extraordinary chapters in American military history. Now the Iraqi people have a chance to forge their own destiny, and every one of you who served there can take pride.
The guest list was a cross-section of the country spanning gender, generations, and all five branches of the military. Two more NATO service members have been killed in Afghanistan. The international coalition says two men, one an Afghan soldier, turned their weapons on NATO forces. Six NATO soldiers have been killed this way in less than 2 weeks. Elite Syrian forces are pounding a rebel bastion in Homs. A senior official in the rebel Free Syrian Army says more than 7,000 troops are battling for control of Baba Amr. This may be what President Bashar al-Assad hopes will be the final push on the opposition stronghold. It's been under siege for more than 3 weeks. The UK today says it has closed its embassy in Syria and withdrawn its staff. The death toll is up to 12 in the aftermath of 15 tornadoes that tore through the Midwest. Damage assessments are just beginning now. In Harrisburg, Illinois, survivor Nell Cox says her neighborhood is in mourning.
There's a lot of people hurting here, bad, a lot of houses. And I had a cousin's daughter that was killed, blew her about a block from her apartment. It killed her. She's 21 or 2. So it's a bad, bad thing.
One of the twisters registered winds up to 170 miles an hour. And a disabled cruise ship has arrived in Seychelles main port, towed there by a French fishing vessel. 1,000 passengers and crew members have been stranded aboard the Costa Allegra since a generator room fire on Monday knocked out the engines and all electricity. About 375 of those stranded are taking advantage of the cruise ship company's offer of a free 15-day vacation in Seychelles. New jobless statistics out in Europe. And they're not pretty. Unemployment in the Eurozone hit 10.7% in January. That's the highest since the euro was established. European markets are up, though. Asian markets are mixed. Futures are up. The Dow starts at 12,952. The S&P at 1,366. The NASDAQ, 2,623. Well, as I said, Davy Jones of the Monkees died yesterday of a heart attack at age 66. And we're asking for your Monkees memories. Our listener Kelly remembers the time when Davy Jones appeared on the Brady Bunch.
I never should have promised I'd get you to sing at the prom.
Well, it's my fault, too. I promised you something in that letter. When is your prom?
Friday night.
Okay, Friday night it is.
And the girls swoon. 8778 my take, or post your Monkees memories to thetakeaway.org.
NYC Now delivers the most up-to-date local news from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. With 3 updates a day, listeners get breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from across New York City. By sponsoring programming like NYC Now, you'll reach our community of dedicated listeners with premium messaging in an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to get in touch and find out more.